Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, well, it's all going off when it comes to the choir.
No, choir's Wednesday night.
Oh, sorry! Sorry, no, choir is! So I've got a chest tattoo about the choir, Anna! Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is all about the tale of your weekend told through the use of emojis. Keep them coming to 8, 12, 15. And we begin with a loaf of bread, one of those red cups that people played beer pong in. You know the ones? Yeah. And there's a small question mark in a square. And I think it's a glass of whiskey, then a red wine, then the throwing up face emoji, then a brown door, then a mind-blown emoji, then an emoji that has no mouth, just two eyes. And there's some waves, and then there's a birdie.
Wow.
So if you don't know what that is, well, I'm not going to tell you. It's quite easy to figure out, isn't it? It's a heady mix of being productive and downright stupidity, Dave. Made my own bread. Suddenly I wasn't too well. Oh, another victim of the old food poisoning. And attempted to crawl out of the bathroom. My friend said she'd help me walk. Bad idea, I fell, hit my cheek off the cupboard, breaking an elephant. I now look like a hamster storing its food for the winter, or like a toddler who has had Ribena smeared across their mouth. I am old enough to know better.
Whoa, that is a lot.
That's dramatic.
There's a lot going on, isn't there? So his own bread made, that this person's own bread made them ill.
I think that's what we're getting at here.
Wow.
I just am intrigued by the breaking of the elephant.
Elephant.
As well.
Yeah,
no explanation.
Get that one out.
Is that an ornament or what? I don't know.
Then we've got four people with their hands in the air. We've got the swimming emoji, the mountains emoji, the cloud raining emoji, ice cube, cold face emoji, turkey leg, fire, beer, preach hands emoji. Went swimming with the boys in Highgate Pond in North London. It was freezing, but we went to the pub afterwards and had a massive roast.
Oh, yes, nice. So
do keep them coming. As I say, the number is 8, 12, 15. And once again, as adorable as ever, Matt Dyson has messaged his into his own radio show. Yeah. And we'll examine what it means next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Do you never forget the time that you broke an elephant? Since that last weekend in emojis text about breaking the elephant, with the person's face, may I add, we've had another message of support.
From someone else.
Yeah. It's an elephant, a shocked face emoji, then a kind of, oh, no, Carly, this has happened emoji, and then the red wine. Normally the red wine emoji comes at the beginning of those little pictures, let me tell you. Morning, Dave and the team. I also broke an elephant. I work at Oxford Museum of Natural History.
Oh.
Wow.
Well done.
And we'd only been open about 20 minutes on Sunday morning when a child grabbed one of our elephant's legs and snapped it clean off.
Whoa.
Can you believe that? A message of support.
They shouldn't be touching the things in the museum,
well,
should they?
Yeah, but it's interactive.
Right,
so how kids are going to learn, Matt?
Yeah.
You know. Matt, let me keep you there, shall I? Ooh. Because you've once again, as I say, sent your own weekend in emojis into your own radio show at 8, 12, 15. So we've got a pint of beer, then a kind of happy face, then the exact same happy face again, and then you've also got the, oh, no, Carly,
this happening face emoji.
The teeth grit emoji.
But every time I go out for a drink these days, someone feels it's fine to come up to me and tell me that I look like someone else. Every time, I get all different people.
Does it ever end well?
Oh, Father Christmas not long ago, was it? Just when I was out with my brothers.
Yeah, but he's a ledge.
I was out in St Leonard's on Friday night, just for a couple of quiet drinks. And so a woman came up to me and said, I'd never heard of this person, right? But it doesn't sound complimentary. And she just said, out of the blue, apropos of nothing, you look like eats anything. I was going, I don't know who that is, but it doesn't sound very complimentary.
I'm going to Google image eats anything now.
Eats anything.
Talk to me about who eats anything.
He's a house DJ, plays in Ibiza.
He literally eats everything,
apparently. Yeah, so.
Thank you, Hype Beast. Yeah.
Well, I presumed he was going to be one of the sort of bigger person, by the way.
Okay.
By his name. The clue is in the name.
So this dude.
Yeah, and on some pictures, because I look a little bit like him, perhaps.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, in fairness to eats anything. Yeah. I don't want to say anything.
Not anything, everything.
Eats everything. Eats I've Googled him, he's the wrong guy. Because this guy's like 15 years younger than you. Yeah, so that's right, quite nice, isn't it?
Some pictures it's complimentary, other pictures not so much. But okay. I mean, I'd never heard of him, but now I'm fully aware of him.
Yeah,
but,
I can. Yeah. Do you know, I can actually
he
see.
Seems like a nice guy, doing well on the house scene. Always DJing in Ibiza.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's living your dream life. This is like the talented Mr. Ripley. Sorry, Matt Dyson and Eats Everything.
Maybe we can swap for a week.
Eats Everything, would you like to come and co-host the breakfast show?
Eat nothing.
You would be more than welcome.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 10 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as do the comings and goings from across social media, brought to you by Matt Dyson and the Social Ammo team. Mm-hmm. What you got for us today?
Well, after I was compared to the Ibiza club DJ Eats Everything over the weekend, I've got a new cocktail that all the kids are drinking in the clubs. It's gone viral over the weekend. Okay. This has. it's a strange concoction. Right, it's a Monster energy drink, the Nitro version, which is luminous green. Yeah. If you're familiar with it, and then it's poured into a pint glass halfway up, and then you top it up with a can of draft Guinness. It's called a Gonster. It's been shared by someone called
as
Frankie.
Opposed to a Minis.
yeah, Minis or a Gonster. Okay. Frankie said, "Are you okay, babe? You've hardly touched your Gonster. It looks horrendous." The Guinness sort of floats on top of the energy drink below. But I mean, it's kind of
aesthetically, it's quite interesting. I mean, you wouldn't want it rolling around in your innards. No. I mean, that's for sure.
It looks nice, doesn't it? As a work of art. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I'd probably give it a go.
Of course you would.
Yeah, why not?
You'll eat and drinks everything.
Yes, I certainly am, Dave. Yes. And then another story that was sent to me by Jess on Instagram. Actually, a lot of people have shared this with me. It's a car glove compartment door that sounds like it's playing some light jazz. Okay, bear with me.
You know I love jazz.
I've been looking into this. It turns out it was posted on YouTube 8 years ago, but I've never come across it.
Finger on and the pulse there from the Social Ammo team.
It's come back round. It's come back round over the weekend, so it's gone viral again, as these clips so often do. And this is it's obviously an old car, and when you open the glove compartment door, it makes an amazing sound, as you'll hear in this clip.
Oh, it's great.
That's brilliant.
Did you just play some light jazz?
And then there's that guy who comes on afterwards.
It's take like five, Anna, isn't it?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like the start of this, yeah. Oh, yes.
I'd buy a car that's glove box could give me take five every time I wanted to.
You don't need a car stereo.
Let's see if it mixes together. Hang on, give me 2 seconds
on
this one.
Go on, do your stuff.
YouTube didn't have that 8 years ago! Yes. 2024!
That's why we waited so long to play it. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I'll save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
On Breakfast Show 9, different playlists. If you are listening on the main station, that is Green Day and Basket Case. And coming up a little later on this afternoon from 4 p.m. on the always brilliant Home Time show, Bush and Richie have got your chance to see Green Day live as part of this.
10 weeks of tickets.
Whereas we kick off the whole thing here on Breakfast with your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters at the London Stadium on the 20th of June. And to win, all you have to do is back the right member of the team in our game, Everlong. Mm-hmm. Matt, how does it work?
It's the excellent song by Foo Fighters, of course, Everlong. So we're going to be testing how long the team can last. We will get 2 callers on air. It will each pick a member of the team to back. Those 2 members will then be going head-to-head and have to jog on the spot for 10 seconds. As soon as the 10 seconds is over, they will have to say the word Everlong, making the word last as long as they can. Whoever can maintain the longest Everlong song will win the tickets for their caller.
Now, when we first all met at the studios this morning at around 5:45 a.m, Anna, who looks great today, you said, oh, it's because I'm going to be filming some business news, because you're an award-winning journalist, TV and radio anchor.
Look out for her on Reuters TV.
And I made a little quip. I said, like, oh, in that case, we'll take it easy on you. Cut to a couple of hours later, you're going to be jogging on the spot for 10 seconds. And then saying, Everlong!
And Gren's not here, so it's highly likely to be you.
Not dressed appropriately for this.
It's you and Each Drinks Everything, Matt Dyson. They're the two team members that are going to be playing today. So if you'd like to have a go, to be the first person to take part in 10 weeks of tickets.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Right now, we kick off 10 weeks of tickets in style with a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters at London Stadium on the 20th of June. Now, as we all know, the Foo Fighters brought us the excellent wee ditty called Everlong. So two members of the team, which is Matt and Anna, are going to jog on the spot to a 10-second timer. The timer will finish. They will then take the deepest breath they can and say Everlong and hold it for as long as is humanly possible. Whoever sustains it the longest will win the tickets for their respective listener. And on line one, we have Rachel. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning to you.
Hi, Rachel is in Burton-on-Trent, loves classic rock, and you have got Matt Dyson playing Everlong for you. On line two, we have Adam. Hello, Adam.
Morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Adam. Doncaster likes 90s and the main station. Anna, you are going to be playing for Adam.
Okay.
Rachel.
Good morning.
Good luck, Rachel.
Yeah, good luck to you too, but please, I need these tickets.
Oh, I'm really going to go for it.
Psychological warfare has been launched. Okay, stay right there. Guys, could you please be upstanding?
Okay.
The blaze is off.
Oh yeah.
I mean business now.
Okay.
I've got nothing under this jacket, so I'll probably leave it on.
Matt's taking his trousers off. I have no idea why.
He's encouraging me to take my top off.
I'm going
to
take my shoes off just so we're all doing something. Okay. So we've all removed an item of clothing. We're all ready to play. So you've got to jog on the spot for the duration of the 10-second timer, which is, hang on, turn and carry the wand. 10 seconds. Then it's Everlong.
Everlong, yes.
Rachel, Adam, good luck. Here we go. The timer. Wait for it.
You're chomping at the bit.
Come on.
Look at him. It's like a caged animal, isn't he? Here we go. Oh.
Okay, go.
Jog. Come on, up the tempo. That's it. Keep going. Up the tempo. 5 seconds. Keep jogging.
Come on, Anna,
keep jogging. Knees up, and Everlong in 2, 1, go!
Everlong!
Anna's out, Anna! Which means Matt's done it for Rachel! Well done!
Thank you!
I'm
exhausted. No. Well done,
Matt. Oh, you're welcome, Rachel.
Congratulations. You are off to see the Foo Fighters, one of the great live bands, at the London Stadium on the 20th of June. Thanks for tuning into the show on Classic Rock.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Rach. Enjoy the gig. Unlucky Adam. Thank you also for tuning in. We'll speak to you again real soon. 10 weeks of tickets continues on home time. The boys have got your chance to enjoy Green Day.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Breakfast Show on your Monday morning, and that is the day of the week you are given the opportunity to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... Yes, I want to know where my freak's at, what you're getting up to. And joining us right now on line one, we have Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Daniel, welcome to the show. So complete the sentence, is it weird that I...
is it weird that I eat gravy granules while I'm waiting for the kettle to boil like a pre-dinner treat?
Oh, come on.
I mean, I think weird. It is, Daniel. Yeah.
Crunching on them.
Yeah?
Oh. That's very weird.
Yeah, like, while I'm waiting for it to boil, I'll tip some into the palm of my hand and just sort of knock them back.
Oh, really?
Just knock them back.
The kettle boil.
Right, okay, wow. So, I mean, how are you consuming them, Daniel? What's your granules techers? Are you, like, wetting your finger and dabbing them into the top, or are you necking them back?
Dab a bisto.
Yeah, like, straight down the hatch, like a chaser.
Oh, really? Straight
down
wow.
the hatch, like shotting gravy granules in his own kitchen. Does it make regular gravy that the rest of us enjoy just seem a little bit meek and weak? You're like, come on, it's just not hardcore enough.
Yeah, it's just boring. You don't want wet gravy.
No. Wow. Do you take a drink straight afterwards and then swill it around to create gravy or not?
The gravy's just a chaser.
That's not a bad idea,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, you like that.
If I'm feeling extra dangerous, I'll sprinkle them on the top like mashed potato as well.
You use it as a little...
Wow.
Okay, so it's like salt, pepper, gravy granules,
yes,
the big three.
Like a garnish.
Minty seasoning.
A gravy garnish. It's a podcast name in there somewhere.
I like it. I'm going to try it.
You're going to try
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
When did this first begin for you, Daniel? Is this something you've carried with you from childhood, or is it a new invention?
I'm 30 now. I've been doing it for about 20 years at least.
Have you? Wow.
You've been doing it since you were 10 years old. My goodness. Wow. We need to talk about Daniel. It's been great having you on the show. Thank you for sharing your Is It Weird That I... Give it up for the granule cruncher, Daniel in Luton, everyone. There he is. What a superstar. Nicely done, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Dave, is it weird that once I've put my clean duvet cover onto the duvet and made my bed, I then proceed to iron it? As long as you don't start doing that same tech as with your trousers, you're fine.
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Extra. Is it weird that if I'm coiling something like a hose, electrical cable or a hose, two hoses,
sure,
always count how many loops I make from pull?
Yes, I suppose it is. Yeah. I mean, you don't need to know, do you, really?
No, that's true. Is it weird that I can memorise people's number plates? And if I've seen a car once, I will remember it again, from Amy in Kent.
She should probably be in the police, shouldn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe. Power, that is. It's not weird.
Is it weird that I have to start my day with at least half a tin of corned beef?
God.
Otherwise, I just feel uncomfortable from Trish.
That's basically like my two dogs. Because that's what corned beef seems very close.
Wasn't that a sitcom in the
80s?
Yeah. Oh, that's my two dads. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
that is weird, Trish.
What a way to start the day.
That's the weirdest one of the lot, I think. That's weirder than the whole coffee granule thing from Daniel.
Really?
Don't you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't try that. Yeah, I'd try the granules, but I wouldn't try the corned beef. No.
Imagine being at work with Trish, you okay? No, I'm feeling a bit uncomfortable. Have you not had half a tin of corned beef, Trish? No, I've not had a chance yet today.
She just holds it in her hand and eats it like that.
Yeah.
Like
I'll keep the other half for tomorrow. Anna Geary.
Hello.
It's not the first time I've said this, but it's all going on in your choir.
Oh, wow.
So what's happened now? Because this is weird.
I know. And this is not about me,
no.
Right? This is someone in my choir. I found out last night that he has a tattoo of the choir logo on his chest.
Wow.
Taking it too far.
I know. I haven't seen it.
Because it's also the most bad boy / pure thing you can do, isn't it? I've got a chest tattoo, bad boy, but it's of the choir that I'm in.
So I haven't seen it yet. This is just everyone's told me.
They're winding you up.
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to say, can I see your tattoo on Wednesday?
That's what they want you to do, Anna. That's what they want you to do.
They absolutely assured me.
And
people are so passionate there that I can believe that is the
logo for the choir is just some sort of red lips.
like the Rolling Stones.
It's a pair of lips with like the letters of the choir in it, so there's a V for voices inside this red lips.
Wow.
Goodness me, have you got any sense of scale? Has anyone told you how big it is?
They haven't
Superman's logo in the middle of his chest. Rips the shirt open.
Oh,
there it is.
I can report back on Thursday.
Oh, is that when you're seeing choir?
Choir's Wednesday night.
I'm putting a note in my diary.
Yeah, do you know, let's all make it. You guys out there, you're in this. You're complicit in this. This time this week, when is it? Thursday, yes.
Thursday, I'm in, yeah.
So Friday morning.
No, choir's Wednesday night.
Oh, sorry. Right. Sorry, choir is. Sorry, I've got a chest tattoo on the choir, Anna.
So you'll know Thursday morning.
So
okay,
I'm coming on Thursday, great. And I'll tell
Thursday,
you.
Thursday, everyone, write it down.
Get pictures, please.
Write it down.
If it's real.
Thursday morning, if we haven't got to the choir update by this time, 20 past 8, get in touch at 8, 12, 15 and say, Dave, you've not asked about the choir tattoo update. We'll do that. We will 100% do that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
All this week, thanks to Walt Disney, I'm giving you a chance to win the sailing adventure of a lifetime on a Disney cruise line for you and your favourite people. The Disney Fantasy is coming to you for the first time and is setting sail from Southampton next summer. Now, for your chance to win, head online right now to absoluteradio.co.uk and tell us why you and your loved ones deserve this incredible trip. And having done just that, is Katie on line one. Good morning, Katie.
Morning, Dave.
Hello. Hello, Katie. Wow, you can do that thing where you throw your voice.
That's impressive.
That's amazing. It's not Britain's Got Talent or you'll be through to the next round. I would golden buzzer you for that, Katie. Who's that with you?
It's my husband, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
How are you?
Very good, thanks, man. In fact, I've been reading about you on Katie's entry. You must be the, I don't want to misquote here, even my rugby-playing military husband, who very quickly and smoothly slips into different characters when singing along to the Disney soundtrack in the
really?
Car.
Nice.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, we all do it, Matthew, and we all love it. So what's your favourite? What's your favourite song?
You've Got a Friend in Me by Toy Story.
By the band Toy Story, yeah.
That was our first dance song, Sarah Jane and I.
Yeah.
Would you give us a blast right now, Matthew?
Absolutely not.
It says rugby playing in military, so I'm just going to move on. Katie, do you want to step in and be the host of this and gently persuade your husband to sing us a bit of You Got a Friend in Me?
Come on, our youngest loves this one for bedtime.
Always go to work.
So you said you're youngest. How many kids have you got?
So we've got two little girls, Olivia, who's just turned 9, and Maya, she's 3.
Olivia and Maya. So this would be an amazing thing for them to have in their lives, wouldn't it? What an incredible family experience it would be.
100%, yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, in that case, let's get down to business. Let's do it for the girls, shall we? Here's how it's going to work. In front of me, I have 5 Disney-themed quiz questions. Answer as many correctly as you possibly can for your chance to win. Across the week, we will be tallying up the scores, and come Friday, whoever has the highest score will win. If it's a draw, we will go to a tie-break question, which you're going to be asked off air. Now, we will lock in your tie-break question, so that will be done. But here's the twist. You don't know what you've scored until Friday morning. And so it's very important, and it's tricky, this, because we did it before with our friends at Disney. We can't react.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm known to get quite excitable. I don't know if regular listeners to the show have noticed. But if Katie and Matthew get a question right, we can't give anything
so much
away.
Not as a Yelp. Nothing.
Okay. Good luck, guys. Here we go.
Thank you.
Name a song that the horns of the Disney cruise fleet can sound. Is it A, When You Wish Upon a Star, or B, Enter Sandman by Metallica?
A.
Okay. No reaction from
no
us.
No reaction.
What does Hakuna Matata mean? Is it A, live, love, laugh, or B, no worries?
B.
You sure about that?
Yeah, and it's Hakuna Matata, by the way.
Yeah, so we had,
what did I say?
I think you just put an extra tar in there.
It was Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
It's like a metatarsal.
The new improved version.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the way Dave says it. Don't have a go at him.
Potato, yeah. Potato.
You say matata, I say matatata. Thanks for correcting me, Katie. That's definitely not a mark in the column against you winning this competition. So it's really good that you spoke up on behalf of yourself and your family. Question three. How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have? Is it A, 4, which is 3 fingers and 1 thumb? Or is it B, 2, which is 1 finger and 1 thumb?
A.
How old is Crush in Finding Nemo? 150 years old or 250 years old?
A.
Matthew, you going to do anything here, mate? Or?
I don't think it, isn't it?
He does the singing.
We're both just Disney crazy. Yeah. Maybe I'll let him answer next time.
I am whispering in her ear.
Finally, who was the first cartoon character to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Was it A, Donald Duck, or B, Mickey Mouse?
B, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, B, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, here
it's
he
a little
is.
Too, yeah. Little too little. Little too late, my friends. Yeah. Yeah, I was just about to say that, yeah, Katie. Yeah. Were you, Matthew? Why don't you sing us a song instead, like Dave asked? No, you do the singing. Yeah. I'll pick him up on any little mistake he makes live on air. That's what we'll do. That's what we're going to be as a duo. No, let's make this guy's life a misery in front of 2.5 million people.
He's taking it well, Katie. Don't worry. He's taking it well.
Guys, it's been lovely having you on the show. I think I can say well done, but that's not me reacting.
No reaction.
Just me saying well done. It has been a charm getting to know you both. We could be speaking to you again on Friday morning. Take care. Give it up for Katie and Matthew, everybody. Well done, guys. Nicely done. A pleasure. That was all thanks to Disney Cruise Line, A World of Fairy Tales, Family Fun and Fine Dining. Head to our website right now, absoluteradio.co.uk, where you can still enter for your chance to play and win yourself an adventure of a lifetime for you and your loved ones on what we're calling the incredible Disney Fantasy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as always, at the start of a brand new week, peppered throughout the show are your tales of weirdness. As you complete the sentence, is it weird that I... 8-12-15 is the number. Kat in Bracknell. Dave, is it weird that I'm terrified of road sweepers? I don't know. I see it though.
They're quite menacing. They're like the brushes on an escalator, aren't they? Quite scary.
Yeah, when they're coming along. Ooh, yeah. And also you're scared they're going to like put all the dust up and it'll go on your trousers or your winkle pickers.
Yeah, I'm with you, Kat. It's not weird at all.
They're a real danger to winkle picker wearers like myself are road sweepers. So yeah, we get that. Chris in Leeds, is it weird that I eat asparagus purely because I enjoy the way it makes my pee smell?
That's disgusting.
Well, it's amazing how quickly it takes effect as well. It's unbelievable, the turnaround. It's like it could happen in 10 minutes. It's mad.
Is it weird that I pick earwax out of my ears, then let my cat lick it off my fingers? Carol also adds, I also eat dried milk powder with a spoon straight out of the tin. So Coffee Granules Daniel has started the confessions this morning, hasn't he? Well done, everybody. You are a bunch of weirdos, and that's why I'm so grateful you tune into this breakfast show. If you feel like you may have missed the boat this morning on getting in the reason you are weird, well, fear not. I've got an email address. It's waiting for you. Dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Monday morning and the no repeat guarantee is well underway. So you ain't going to be hearing the same song twice between this moment in time right through till 5 p.m. And we interrupt it momentarily to get up to speed with what's happening in the world of social media with the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Bonus tidbit from the socials, Matt.
Friends of the show, Blossoms, have got a new single coming out on Wednesday.
It's good.
The video for which has an unexpected cameo from none other than Sean Dyche.
This is two of my favourite things of the modern world combined.
Yeah, it's amazing. He loves his music, Dyche. I think maybe he'd been waiting until Everton were mathematically safe before he released this, just so it looks like he's not been messing around.
He's not a man for shenanigans when the cold face of relegation, is he?
He's focused on the job, Dyche. He loves music. He was in a podcast the other week saying that everyone in the world should see Green Day live at some point because he loves Green Day.
Wow.
He's always out of gigs. He can't get enough of them. I also had a podcast that Paul McGregor, you know, former Forest player, the Britpop footballer, him and Sean Dyche talking about music at length. Dyche loves real music.
It's the dream team. And Tarkovsky, come over here, Tarkovsky, come here. You've got to go and see Green Day live, lad.
You've got to. Very good impression of the Husky man. Here's a little snippet of what the video is about. It's called What Can I Say After I'm Sorry? Sean Dyche sends Blossoms on a mission. And here's a little bit. He's like a sort of like an A-team mission.
Build a specialist group of people to make sure we can pull this job off.
I don't think I talk like this to anybody, but you're not anybody.
What could possibly get in the way of my impeccable plan?
Well, the band's broken down.
What can I say after I'm sorry?
So it's like Dyche's Angels then.
Yeah,
so like Sean Dyche sending Blossoms out on missions.
I'll share the snippet on my Twitter. You can talk about it later. I'll save your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is your lot from the Monday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you for tuning in and for joining in. Some of your Is It Weird That I today were... Well, they were weird.
So weird.
And if you missed any of the show, it's the perfect excuse to go and get the daily podcast, which will be available real soon. All it needs is a name based on the times which the podcast naming bell rung. We begin, Matt, for your consideration with it's an impressive work of art, but you wouldn't want it running around your innards.
That's a pint of Gonster in the social ammo earlier.
From a pint of Gonster to a dab of Bisto.
That's
another one for you.
A weird guy who eats the gravy granules dry.
Who wants wet gravy?
That's what he said, yeah.
Half a tin of corned beef for comfort.
Someone who has that for breakfast.
A tattoo of the choir logo on his chest. Oh, my goodness.
And Aguirre's friend. We'll find out. We'll get an update on Thursday whether that's true or not. I can't wait.
Potato matatatatata.
Yeah. Hakuna Matata chat, yeah.
I'm glad everyone else can say it out loud but me. Thirsty for the Opry.
Oh, yes, of course. Country, Absolute Radio Country chat, yeah.
It's a hair clash.
It's that true. That was the Tim Burgess chat and Fran Healy.
Yeah.
Lovely, beautiful haircuts they have, but I think we should go with A Dab of Bisto.
A Dab of Bisto is therefore the name of the daily podcast. You can get it wherever you get your pods. So Leona Graham's going to be here next with the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter £1 million Make Me a Winner, which is worth £100,000. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.